Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. I'm here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So glad you've joined us on American Voice Radio. This is where you're going to get some truth. Yep. Not going to hear this stuff anywhere else. This is going to empower you beyond belief. We got a great show. And don't forget, coming up on the 21st, we're going to have Dr. Carly back. Mm-hmm. She's going to be with us, empowering us with some health news on her end. We're going to be talking about, though, for this show, we're going to be talking about science and science cells. You know, anything that's, you know, kind of linked to science, everybody goes, ooh, ah, oh, okay. You know, they just believe it, hands down. So we're going to be talking about how that happens and how that messes you up. Also, we're going to be talking about what doctors aren't telling you about diabetes and high blood pressure. How about that? And if we get time, we're going to empower you some more. We're going to talk about some liquid fuel. That's right. We got lots to chat about and a quack report. Well, great stuff. Oh, yes, we're all ready. Can't wait. But before we get to all that great information, big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform every day, lifting them up in prayer. And while we're hitting the knees, we're going to lift all of America up. I know I am. Need righteous leadership across this land. Yep, from the White House down to the county clerk. We need righteous leadership, and we need God's help to reinstate that. And mind the time, folks. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, boy, there's evidence that suggests that 90% of your landmark cancer research is fake. That's right. Majority of the published scientific literature on cancer and cancer research is flawed, apparently. It's non-reproducible. You know, can't reproduce it, get the same results they said they got. This is all being revealed in a new review that's been published online in the Journal of Nature. Researchers C. Glenn Begley and Lee Ellis found that there was only 11% of 53 papers that were done on cancer that were published as peer review articles in journals, medical journals, solid information, science sells. You know, there was only 11% that were reproducible, that, you know, gave any inkling that the paper was true. 89% were false and misleading. That's right. So based on their review of 53 published papers on cancer, they discovered that only 6 could be reproduced and confirm the clinical findings. So worst part is that 53 papers were considered, oh goodness, to be landmark research, which means that those papers that were fake generally were recognized as having a significant impact on the cancer research and that industry, and new cancer treatments come out of that, new therapies, you know, people pretty much died because that was fraud, I would think. Well, this is a writer from greenmedinfo.com, Romilito, I guess that's how you pronounce her last name. She says this about this mess. She says, it looks like the scientific literature is contaminated with a growing number of tainted studies, which may reach 89%. So the results of which, you know, means that this means that, and to an extent, we have based our healthcare and our clinical guidelines on fake studies reported on untruthful results in order to accommodate, you know, interests of, you know, industrial corporation interests, end of quote. Yeah, that's exactly. It's all about the money. Who cares about anybody else, right? Moving along in the crack report. Well, okay, does anybody go and out there, you're listening, that you have your, you know, PSA screening tests? You know, these are guys, they go for their prostate-specific antigen tests. You know, keep a check on that prostate health. Well, guess what? Your PSA screening has been exposed to be complete medical hoax. Oh, yeah. Prostate-specific antigen tests for the prostate cancer screening, new evidence has emerged which has revealed the test to be inaccurate, useless, and get this, dangerous for most men. So this was reported by the American Urological Association. You know, urologists, the guys that do the prostate, you know, cough for me guys, you know, those guys. It's in their recent annual meeting, they admitted, based on available data, that the PSA tests provide no benefit to 99.9% of the time. You know, when it's almost 100% that it doesn't do any good, that, you know, that qualifies as a hoax. Mm-hmm. That's the standard for it's fake. Well, you know, the American Urological Association is now recommending that men younger than 55 and older than 70 don't get it. Don't get the test at all. Nobody get it. That's what I'd be saying. But, hey, get this, the government task force found out something, too. The U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, PSTF, government agency that investigates these types of matters, they discovered last year that the PSA tests are wholly unreliable, and they tend to lead many to have false positive results, and they do not increase either lifespan or quality of life, contrary to what we're told. Right? Right. There you go. Right up there with them bone density tests, too, I would think. Mm-hmm. We did a show on that. If you missed it, you need to hit the archive. Moving along in the Quack Report, breaking information from the European Commission. Guess what they're doing? They passed a new law recently. The European Commission has passed this law called the Plant Reproductive Material Law. It makes it illegal to grow or reproduce any vegetable seeds that have not been tested and approved and accepted by the EU bureaucracy. Yep, the EU Plant Variety Agency is got to be testing your stuff now. If you want to plant a garden, you got to go through them. Virtually all plants and seeds have to be approved. Home gardeners who now grow their own plants, obviously, they're not commercial, but, you know, this opens the door to regulate your home garden, folks. All governments, you know, they're infatuated with the idea of registering everybody and regulating everything. By the way, gardeners would have to pay fees to the EU bureaucracy, the plant variety agency that they've set up, to register their seeds so they can plant them. You know, if you have a certain variety of lettuce, okay, register it, pay the fee, and you can have your salad. So while this law may initially be only targeted to commercial gardeners, it's really going to be hitting the home growers eventually. You know, this is insane. Don't you think? I do. I think it's crazy. This is an instance of bureaucracy out of control, and I agree with Ben Gable, who said that. He also said all this new law does is create a whole new raft of EU civil servants being paid to move mountains of paper all around the place every day, while killing off the seed supply to home gardeners and interfering with the right of farmers to grow what they want. It's also very worrying, he says, that these people have given themselves the power to regulate and license any plant species of any sort at all in the future. Not just agricultural plants, but grasses, mosses, flowers, anything at all, without having to bring it back to the council for a vote. Yeah, that's crazy. All right, moving along, last but not least in the Quack Report. Oh, goodness. It's dinner time at some parts of the U.S., so I apologize if this is going to upset you. But new science is now taking into their hands for your future needs to genetically modify and synthetically produce a new level of food for you. They've successfully created lab-grown meat. Now, Dr. Mark Post of Maastricht University in the Netherlands, he's developed this method to create lab-grown meat. That's right, lab meat. You know, it's going to debut in London this spring and early summer. Cost of developing lab-grown hamburgers, about $340,000. Mass production is you know, a ways away, but the synthetic meat is, and the technology is moving along, moving ahead, that they are going to be serving it up sooner than you think. Another big development in the food game is the concept of 3D meat printing, which is growing, cloning meat for human consumption. So all the lab-grown meat is going to grow to be the same size, the same texture, the same weight. Forget the cuts of meat. You don't need it anymore. It's what they're saying. Of course, supporters of the environment are citing this as a good thing. It's going to lower production costs, and it's going to improve the environment. Yeah, you don't have any of those cows, you know, none of that cow excrement that makes everything blow up, apparently. So how do they make it? Well, Dr. Mark Post says his team, they take muscle stem cells from a living moo cow through a biopsy. They cultivate it. That means the cells are placed in this nutrition broth in a petri dish. The cells grow. Then they put it in what I call meat incubators with a gym because the cells are attached to this biodegradable scaffolding platform so they can exercise the tissue to promote it to bulk up and grow. And then it's stretched out on Velcro boards. Ooh, doesn't that sound delicious? Oh, boy. And so, and then what do they do? Well, they take 3,000 muscle strips that they've cultivated and 200 fat strips. Got to have some fat in there. They mince it all together to create their synthetic hamburger meat. And voila! It's ready for McDonald's or Burger King. Can you imagine going through the drive-thru in a few years? Less than 10 years, I think you're going to be driving. If you do the drive-thru, they're going to ask you, do you want conventional hamburger or do you want synthetic? Also, because of the GM wheat we reported on the other day, you know, GM, genetically modified wheat, which is very bad for you, they're going to probably ask you about the conventional wheat bun or the GMO wheat bun. You know, the list is going to be endless. Do you want genetically modified pickles, or do you want conventionally grown pickles? Probably conventionally grown is going to be like 300% more. I don't know. I'm being facetious, I know, but it's just insane. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks. Thank
you, Frank. All righty, we're going to talk about science and how it sells. That's right. You know, in this information age, we are bombarded daily with what we're told are genuine scientific facts. You know, global warming, to name one. So think about the image that has formed in your mind regarding science and those employed in the scientific field. Images of men and women with undisputed authority, wearing white coats, testing the limits of creation, and they seem to be above reproach. So the entire field of science is surrounded in this appearance of justified understanding. Now, the term understanding is rooted in righteous judgment. So what are we to do when the pillars upholding the halls of science start to crack? Influential industries and global politics of all, they all have their foundations kind of planted firmly in science. One way or another, they do. So the modern world has become addicted to the drug called science. So what does this field, why does this field carry such unprecedented authority that people rarely question it? And for the most part, they trust it without proof of trustworthiness. It is a field that can command outrageous fees without any guarantee. The only other profession that has a similar setup is the legal system. So if modern society uses science to define the world and to guide their conscience, what will happen to humanity should science fail? We're going to find out. Yes, we are. All right, we're going to see if you're a slave to modern science and a slave to scientific medicine. Now, a few folks are discovering that they don't own their medications. Their medications own them, pretty much. Thanks to science, they believed in their medications, and now their disease is being managed. Their disease is maintained. It's monitored. It's controlled with drug therapy. Their drugs are their lifeline. And without those drugs, they're going to perish. So nearly half of Americans are taking 1 to 2 prescription drugs. Now, in 2008, the CDC published some key findings showing the increasing dependency on drugs over a period of about 10 years. So people, for one, were taking one lifeline drug. It was 44%, but it jumped to 48% within that decade. People taking 2 or more drugs, it was 25%, but then it jumped to 31%. 1 in 5 kids by the end of that decade were on one lifeline drug. 9 out of 10 elderly were taking at least 1 or more prescription drugs. And most common drugs at the time that the children were taking were for asthma and antidepressants. Now, most common drug for adults was the cholesterol drug. And drug sales more than doubled between 1999 and 2008. And multiple drug use, you know, on more than one prescription, that increased by 76% in Americans over the age of 60. So, and here's another thing. Those who had health insurance were three times more likely to use prescription drugs. So you can check that out if you want to check that report, cdc.gov, and look up under their data briefs. You can check it out. Well, let's talk about some of these drugs that people say, well, I'm just going to use drugs as a last resort. Well, okay. You know, some people have said they've tried to cure themselves of their disease with no success. They turned to drug therapy as a last resort. Well, who knows what they tried to better their health, but what these folks may not know is that the drug they take may be their last. According to Dr. Joseph Mercola, 75% of patients on heart drugs are given the wrong dose. And even if you get the correct dose, it apparently doesn't mean it is safe. Adverse drug reactions can happen with the correct dose, and it causes over 106,000 deaths a year. So is this your credible science making safe drugs? I don't know. Let's talk about who's for sale. You know, everyone that takes a chance using prescription medications pretty much has been sold on the altar of science. Yeah, clinical trials today have been revealed to be riddled with flaws and downright fraud in order to make millions and billions on drugs. Now, we've talked about this before. You know, Shane Ellison was on the show here. He's the author of Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. He's a chemist, used to work for the research department of these pharmaceutical giants. And in his book, he offers some inside information on how the drug industry uses the number shell game to justify those scientific studies. In other words, it's fake. They make up the numbers. So, and it isn't about your health at all. It's not about safety. It's all about having friends in high places and making lots of money and having more money than you do so they can defend themselves in court if they're sued. So by the time the drug goes to a clinical trial, the drug company is losing millions each day. It is not approved. So the pressure's on for those folks that are conducting those clinical trials and those publishing those papers in those journals about these trials. These clinical journals are going to be reporting on it. These are the publications your medical doctor reads and uses to treat you. So he's relying on good science. But what he's getting isn't good science. There's a bunch of links all over the place on all these discoveries about how the fraud and research in the marketplace. I can send you a bunch of those links if you'd like. There's quite a few. Or if you subscribe to our American Survival newsletter, which goes out on Tuesdays, you would have gotten those links in there so you can check it out for yourself. Let me read you the Richard Horton, who's the editor of the Lancet Medical Journal. He says this: there is a tremendous amount to be gained by getting away with fraud in the medical studies. The reason is simple. A single paper in Lancet Medical Journal, and you get your chair, you get your money, it's your passport to success. End of quote. So these doctors, these researchers, they know if they get published in Lancet, that's it. That's their ticket to a big paycheck. That's their ticket to being published. You know, it's a big thing in the medical society, scientific medicine, to be published, get published. Put that on your resume. It means you can ask for more money. So they don't care. Got to get published. Apparently, that's what I want. I want more money, and I'm going to get published. Come hell or high water, I don't care what it takes. Well, you're selling a lot of people on the altar of your success when you do that. And I'm talking to the scientists. So it looks like if you want to make a name for yourself and become wealthy in the medical science field, you need to publish at any cost, which makes the peer review of research papers a farce. So when fraudulent work is passed on as good science, this is when the pillars of science begin to crumble. The veil has been lifted, and the horrific scar on the moral body of science is evident. Now, alert patients and ethical physicians are finding it more difficult to trust the science, the recommended treatments, and the drugs. And just think about all those people dying because of scientific fraud. The exact number of those sacrificed most likely won't be known until the Lord's Day of Judgment. Will we tolerate this evidence-based science? That's what we're calling it. Are we going to tolerate this medical science as long as it sells and as long as the fraud pays? Seems to me that this evidence-based science is a sham, and we should not accept it as a fact. And the real evidence of sickness and death caused by, you can look at the real evidence of sickness and death that's been caused by vaccines and drugs, radiation, chemotherapy, nuclear medicine, and unnecessary surgeries. That's anything but healthcare. It really is an ingenious, deceptive lie Satan has fostered. So, is the fertile ground of genetically modified next on Satan's list? The same folks are in also charge of your science-based GM foods. Same folks writing those papers. And don't forget, a majority of your drug companies also make your commercial vitamins. Oops. Well, it's all about image, so the image science projects are not real. And you may have common sense, but scientific folks don't, and most likely they don't have a conscience either. I mean, I don't see one, if this is happening. You know, John Rappaport says this. He puts it this way. You are a gatekeeper. Your job on the first day of every year is to unlock the gate and leave it open so that people can pass through. But you know that when you open the gate, 100,000 people who pass through will die in the following year. Yet, every January 1st, you keep opening the gate. That's what the FDA is, a gatekeeper. But of course, the people at the FDA are just like us, right? They wouldn't do that. But they did, they do, they continue to do it. End of quote. Well said, John. So you have the power to have health by choice, health without all the medical expense, the risk, the dependency that comes with it. So I say to you, reach for that. Good health will be a combination of healthy foods, regular exercise, whole food supplements, organ cleansing, and medicinal herbs to get you over the hump when you need some help. So instead of the health insurance premium medical science requires, your health by choice simply requires your effort as you are a work in progress. So there are so many resources that you can tap into, layer to maximize your effort to be healthier, like juicing, hydrotherapy, massage, yoga, and a whole lot more. So if you want to get started, well, I'll tell you about it on the other side of this break. Okay, be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Well, hey, I'm picking up a 10 yard handle, my two.
I love that. That's bouncy. Thank you, Frank. Okay, right before the break, we're talking about, you know, how you can, you know, be healthy by choice. And if you want to learn more, you know, you can just pick up a copy of the Power Herbs book. And it's $14.99. Go to the powerherbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you can get this copy of an ebook emailed to you, and 400 pages of knowledge that will transform your life and free you up from being a slave to science and to your drugs. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. You could go there. Of course, if you want to call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog, they are the immune system and organ cleansing experts. They will also liberate you from toxins and heavy metals and a low immune system. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Yeah, you'll learn about the proper and safe way to cleanse your organs, how to boost your immune system, balance hormones, blood pressure, a whole lot more. It's all within your hands to do that. You have the power. Why not take advantage and take that power back? Why are you giving it to somebody else who charges you an exorbitant amount of money just to manage a problem that never gets cured? That's ridiculous. 866-229-3663, or if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And by the way, if you have signed up for the American Survival newsletter or the Health Quest newsletter, these are two free online newsletters that you can sign up for at the powerherbs.com website. And you get discount coupons to use towards your products at Apothecary Herbs. So check that out. Also, a big announcement. Recently, we've been able to ship small personal orders to our friends in the UK. Before, we weren't able to. The European Union had some restrictions on herbal supplements, but now they've lifted the ban a little bit. So we can ship some orders to our UK friends and once again serve them and help them to be well. So excellent. I am so glad about that. So we've missed our friends in the UK, all British friends. We have missed you terribly. Well, we're going to move, and we're shifting gears. We're going to talk about what doctors don't tell you about diabetes and high blood pressure. How's that? Now, if you knew of a natural food that could save your health from diabetes and heart disease, and if maybe your doctor knew about it, do you suppose he'd tell you? Probably not. And why would that be? Well, the obvious reason is there's no money in selling healthy foods and helping his patients reverse their disease and be cured. So medical science knows that when we consume healthy foods, we get healthy. Therefore, the masses must have access to foods that encourage heart disease, diabetes, and a slew of other illnesses to guarantee the need for disease management products and services, also known as your drugs and your medical doctors. Now, some states are now taxing people if they consume foods medicinally deemed to make them overweight, diabetic, or sick because of the medical costs are so high. Get you coming and going, don't they? Well, let's talk about how to get a handle on this. You know, there's a whopping 44% of heart attacks that are caused by poor blood pressure, which is responsible for about 3,000 heart attacks a day. That's about 4% of the cases of these heart attack victims. They also have diabetes complications. And the number one cause why we have chronic heart disease is pretty much a lack of good nutrition. More than 5 million Americans are not eating well and invest in heart drugs instead to control their high blood pressure, their cholesterol, congestive heart failure, heart arrhythmias. So drug companies sell more heart drugs than any other medication. So ask if we as a nation will tolerate a plan for a new government-owned healthcare system which will give authority to people you and your doctor don't know who can deny you treatment and access to these drugs, these lifeline drugs that your body's going to be dependent on to survive. Why would you turn this kind of control, this live or die control over to a government? I'm not. I just refuse. So I hazard a guess that the life insurance companies are also going to change the way that they insure people. You know, if government can deny medical care, hello. All right, let's talk about the new diabetes. You know, in 2006, I was telling you folks about this. Over 4 million Americans suffer with diabetes, and these numbers go up every day. So over 200,000 heart patients also have a diabetic complication. So the medical gurus have announced a new type of diabetes called diabetes 3. Just when you thought two types of diabetes weren't enough, here comes another one. So according to a new study, whether it's fake or not, I don't know, tens of thousands of Canadians are suffering from diabetes 3. The medical science has linked diabetes 3 to Alzheimer's disease. The study appeared in the November issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, reporting that the levels of insulin receptors significantly diminish in the brains of elderly Alzheimer's patients and continued in a free fall as their disease progressed. So the study claims that the insulin disappears suddenly with the onset of Alzheimer's, and they now believe Alzheimer's is in reality a type of diabetes. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if that study is accurate or not. It's just crazy. So in this study, though, they autopsied about 45 brains. Some were normal, some from advanced age Alzheimer patients, and they found that the brains of Alzheimer's patients had an 80% loss of insulin receptors. All right, let's talk about heart disease again. Bouncing around here, back and forth between these two. Heart disease and diabetes are pretty much running amok in the medical community. Despite all the research studies, the fundraisers, the drugs, the surgeries, they don't want to end to this big money-making disease thing. Same thing with cancer. They don't want to kill that. That's the goose that laid the golden egg. What you kidding? So you had to find these solutions to your disease yourself. Okay, so speaking of studies, there are over 60 studies and reports done in the U.S. Medical universities, done by drug companies and foreign countries, that there is indeed a natural food that will significantly reduce your diabetes and your hypertension all together. Have you heard about that? Why not? Well, the mystery food is garlic. You have access to it. You don't need a prescription or anyone's permission to utilize this God-given food. You got to eat the right amount of it, and you got to get the right kind, of course. I'm going to tell you how in just a minute. Let's talk about the garlic studies, because they are so cool. A recent study that was published by Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine showed that garlic restores your antioxidants and reduces free radical damage involved in vascular disease, which also encourages diabetes and high blood pressure. So there you go. In one study, they took rats and they fed them diets that induced diabetes and hypertension. Then they fed them garlic extract, 500 milligrams a day for about 3 weeks. The results were that the blood antioxidant levels significantly rose in both the rats with the diabetes and those with the hypertension. So in the rats with the diabetes, the increase in antioxidant serum levels paralleled a decrease in the glucose serum. And in the rats with hypertension, the systolic blood pressure was lowered. Isn't that interesting? So the Department of Biological Science at Kuwait University also did a study with garlic and determined that the allicin in the garlic had a definite power over serum lipids and lowered blood pressure in rats on a high cholesterol diet. The study also reported that the garlic had a direct impact on serum cholesterol, triglyceride, glucose, protein, and systolic blood pressure. The researchers concluded that garlic may have a beneficial effect on the risk factor for arterial sclerosis and hypertension disease. The study also noted that when they used fresh garlic, it was effective at reducing the formation of platelets, so your blood wasn't clumping together. Reduces stroke risk. So another study at the Department of Epidemiology, Healthcare Research at University of Limburg, Netherlands, they found that The garlic claims, the claims that garlic reduces cardiovascular risk were spot on. But you use fresh garlic and you use it in large doses is what they determined. So they also concluded that garlic may be beneficial in regards to aging and cancer due to its ability to offer those antioxidants. So this is why 1/10 of the medical literature states garlic thins blood, lowers blood pressure, lowers your blood sugar. And they can't isolate the right amount of chemicals in the garlic to make a drug to sell it to you. Well, you got garlic, folks. Just go eat that. And we're going to talk about the amounts in just a minute. So I know a couple of herbs that when you use them together, they're very effective in this dual problem of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So if you pair your garlic with, let's say, white cedar berries, also known as Juniper monosperna, you also have a maximized benefit on the blood sugar side. Helps you manage that better. And as stated in the medical studies, you also need use a significant amount of these herbs, okay? So, in other words, a little garlic bread with your dinner isn't going to be enough. Not going to even touch it. To give you an idea of the amount of garlic needed to make a difference, you will need what is equivalent to 3 to 4 large garlic cloves each day. Now, for persistent diabetes, you may need to double that and do 6 to 8 cloves a day, just initially, until you get it under control, okay? Also, you're going to adjust that diet and you're going to stay off sugar, right? Anything that converts the sugar, too. So there's a layering effect, and it's natural, and it's safe, and there's no drugs and side effects and cost. So these studies, I believe these studies, because I've seen garlic work like this, but you got to take enough of it, and you got to use fresh garlic. So when you use your garlic this way, it's going to increase your own insulin production by stimulating your pancreas, which directly lowers blood sugar and gets you off the artificial insulin. Now, the juniper berries, kind of like the icing on the cake, and they make managing that blood sugar level a bit easier for your pancreas and your liver. So use also your hawthorn berries with your circulatory herbs like habanero cayenne or African bird to help strengthen the heart muscle and balance your blood pressure a little bit more from head to foot. So you've got some things you can layer in and maximize the benefit and get where you want to go faster. And I know people have said, I can't eat all that garlic. Well, you don't eat them all at once. You can spread them out throughout the day. And you can juice them and throw them in some vegetable juice. I mean, there's lots of ways to get the garlic down, definitely. But you don't want to use a desulfured garlic. You know, you got to have the garlic aroma and taste. That's the medicinal power in there. And you don't want an elephant garlic. So you don't want a hybrid garlic. So you want to use some basic, you know, organic garlic is what you want to do. Now, I have another little secret I want to impart to you. You can improve your circulation with that cayenne. It's helpful for blood pressure issues. And it also helps with diabetes. When you improve your circulation, you improve the communication between the endocrine organs of your pancreas. And when the blood is too thick to move down, the communication will suffer. So the garlic's going to thin the blood. It's going to stimulate the pancreas. Your circulatory herbs are going to help improve that communication with your pancreas and your other organs. And, you know, and your endocrine system is also going to help produce better hormones for you. So, I mean, you do not want your endocrine organs to, you know, kind of just slow down and give up because you're using drugs instead. That's what the drugs do. They shut off your organ pretty much and attempt to manage the job for you. That's bad. I wouldn't ever do that. So, now, if you're a female and you have diabetes and hypertension, you can use your cayenne, you can use your garlic. You can use some of the female herbs like Dong Quai root, and you can help balance the hormonal system. So a lot of these herbs are nutrition-based, and they're powerful nutrition to feed the body. So it has the building blocks, the enzymes, all those chemical necessities to do their job and to make the right amount of hormones for you. So herbs are not hormone replacement. So get that straight. A lot of people think, you know, the herbs are No, they just help your body manufacture the right amount of hormones. So you have some choices there. Now, if you go over to the powerherbs.com website, you can click on all kinds of great stuff and find herbs just for women if you want to look for the herbs for the balance and the hormones. And they do have a diabetic formula. They got a couple of choices, lots of heart formulas for the cardiovascular system, and also diabetes. So you, of course, you know where to get garlic, right? Of course you do. You can check out thepowerherbs.com or give them a call and ask for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. Yeah, we're getting a step closer to that new catalog coming out. Hopefully, we hope it'll be here the end of May. We're working on a new catalog for you and updated pricing in the catalog. Of course, the website does have the new updates on all the prices. They went up just a little bit. They weren't a big jump, you know, 25 cents, 10 cents, something like that. But you know how it goes. Fuel's going up, and everything that you use to make products has just gotten more expensive. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some liquid fuel, okay? I'm not talking about petrofuel, gasoline, or ethanol. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about juicing. So I've talked about juicing many times. You could call it juice flushing, juice fasting, just juicing, whichever you prefer to call it. But I want to show you how powerful this therapy is. I like to use combinations of therapies to work on the human system to help the body get over the hump faster, okay? So you'll want to remember that when you are fighting a persistent disease, a good strategy is to think about energy conservation for the body. It's going to need lots of energy to help get you well. So in other words, you'll want to be selective on what the body is using for energy, okay? And you'll want to route this energy as much as possible to your healing process, and your juicing can help you accomplish that. And I'm going to explain how you do that. Why would you want to do juicing? Well, juicing or juice fasting, there are several reasons people do a juice fast. Most do it maybe to lose weight or to do a detox. You will accomplish both when you reserve energy on the system that it normally would use to digest solid food. So when should you not do a juice fast? Let's talk about that. There are some times when any kind of fasting or cleansing may not be recommended. For instance, if you're pregnant or you're nursing, or if you have just undergone surgery, or if you have an eating disorder or you're anemic. If you are anemic, you can add to your normal diet some raw beetroot juice with no fiber in it. That helps build up the blood system in about 24 hours. So if you are diabetic, you will also need to avoid a lot of juices that add sugar to your system. Some vegetables, like carrot, contain a lot of natural sugar, so you want to limit that. I also have seen people with some serious health conditions tend to improve and get healthy using some natural therapies with their juicing. So if you have a chronic disease, you should use caution with any treatment and monitor your vitals more closely and work with maybe an experienced natural physician or a naturopath. So let's talk about what juice fasting will do for you. Well, when you juice fast, What will it do? Well, it will fill the system with nutrition while it empties you of waste material, okay? So the juice actually provides body with what the herbalists called enzyme energy food. It's, you know, liquid fuel. And it's kind of ironic that people line up at the drugstore or the vitamin shop to buy bottles of overpriced enzyme pills. The enzymes are already in your fresh, unprocessed juices that you could make at home. So heat will destroy enzymes, so you don't want processed juices, so you're going to have to juice them yourself. And you're going to make your own juice, and it's going to be providing more nutritional, healthy benefits to you. Therefore, cooked foods are going to contain no enzymes. So in addition, your liver and your pancreas, which produce a lot of digestive enzymes in order to handle solid food, they're going to be able to take a little break, a little vacation. So the body uses lots of energy to manufacture those digestive enzymes in order to process cooked, enzyme-free solid food that you eat. So when the body is dealing with digestion of solid food, it's kind of limited. It has limited amounts of energy for other functions. So when you juice fast, you provide the body with enzyme fuel. It saves the body energy, and you give your digestive process, your liver, your pancreas a little vacation, and your body can reroute that energy to the healing process. Well, let's talk about America's enzyme-free diet, because most Americans eat nothing good at all. Everything is cooked, devoid of enzymes. They even, you know, put it in the microwave and kill it some more. So think about how unnatural it is to destroy all those live enzymes in your vegetables, even fruits, by, you know, processing them. Okay? So if you want some live enzymes that will give you some mobility, your metabolism, some energy, and even help your mental faculties. You know, you could grow your own garden and juice your own vegetables and fruits if you want to go that far. Definitely. Let's talk about some other benefits. Some other benefits to juicing is it's going to help you purge fat and cholesterol from your blood system. It's a natural way to thin the blood again, one way. And when you do that, guess what? The defatted blood is able to get to the sick areas of the body and improve circulation. So the improved circulation gets more blood to small capillaries. It cleanses things. You know, blood brings healing. So your hormonal system will also benefit from your juicing. Juices provide chemicals and enzymes the body uses to balance hormones. And you can you can be sick if your body does not produce enough insulin, thyroid hormones, immunoglobulin, interferon, those kind of things, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, so forth. So all these chemicals are built from nutrition, and your juicing provides a lot of that nutrition. So therefore, this one therapy, juicing, will rebalance your metabolism, your hormones, your endocrine system, your thyroid, your pancreas, and reproductive system. Wow. And it's also going to give you enough energy to get more work done, just like Jack LaLanne said it would. Yeah, a lot of people think, I'll be wasting away on the couch. I won't have any solid food. No, you won't. You'll have more energy, actually. People are amazed when they find that out. How long should you fast? Well, you know, do a day, get acclimated to it, do a day of juicing. If you want to, you know, then turn the next weekend into a juice fasting, you can. But, you know, get experience with it. See how your body feels with it before you do any long-term fasting, like 5 or 7 days, okay? And try to use citrus and vegetables. Don't use just citrus because you can get your pH off. Mm-hmm. You want to use some vegetable juices in there. And I use a Champion juicer. If you're looking at juicers, that's a really nice one. Strong motor. I've had mine for over 20 years. Easy to clean, too. I mean, I don't like picking pulp out of parts. So if you're busy like I am, you want it to be able to juice something and not be in the kitchen forever cleaning it. Champion, you can find that just about everywhere. It's on the internet, and they're very reasonable. So check that out. I see I'm out of time, though. I got to go. Don't forget, on the 21st, Dr. Carly's going to be with us. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. You know, dare. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.